USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Hiya, gang. Here's another 1,800 seconds of assorted merriment and choice chit-chat as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. You know, we've noticed a peculiar trend in your letters to Command Performance recently. More and more requests keep coming in for beautiful women, and less for Master Sergeant. But ours is not the reason why. Ours is but to give you what you want, and here she is, one of Hollywood's most beautiful and glamorous stars, Ginger Rogers. Welcome to Command Performance, Ginger, where the stars do what the servicemen request.
Yes, I know, Ken, and I would like to answer as many requests from the men as possible tonight.
Oh, that's swell, Ginger. Here's a whole stack of mail for you.
Well, thank you. I'll open the first letter. It's the letter from Private Tom Dingleberry. Dear Ginger, I would like it very much if you would... Tom probably hasn't seen a girl in 4 years. I guess I'd better look at another letter. Well, it's from Corporal Tom Dingleberry. Tom's a corporal now. Oh, I've just noticed the date. This one was written 37 months later. Well, let's see what the corporal has to say. Dear Ginger, I would like it very much if you... Rank hasn't changed him at all. Let's read the next letter. This one is from Lieutenant Tom Dingleberry. Well, Tom's a lieutenant now. Let's see what he has to say this time. Dear Ginger, I would like it very much if you... This boy's in a rut!
Oh, Ginger, here's another letter addressed to you.
No, thanks. I'm not reading any mail addressed to me until Tom Dingleberry gets back to the States. I'd rather read some mail for some other people.
Well, help yourself, Ginger. There's stacks of it here.
And piled way up high, our request for a girl who made music history with Charlie Burnett and Joe Venuti. The jive critics agree with you men when they say that she's the finest popular girl singer to come up since Mildred Bailey, and here she is, Kay Starr. Performance has brought you classical singers, opera singers, popular singers, jive singers, jazz singers. But tonight, we bring you a very different kind of singer. A man who sings from the heart of America. The singer who has captured the tradition and the spirit of our land as reflected in its folk music. Burl Ives.
Thank you, folks.
Let's see, last time I saw you, you were in the Theater Guild hit Sing Out Sweet Land. You were marvelous. When you appeared, you completely took over that stage.
Well, except for the scenery, I guess I was about the biggest thing on the stage.
Oh, what have you been doing since then?
Well, I went back to hunting for old ballads to add to my collection.
I guess that takes you all over the country.
Yeah, it does. I was lucky down in Hickory Forks and Dead End Gulch and in Omaha. In Hickory Forks, I found a swell old version of Barbara Allen, and in Dead End Gulch, I found the girl with the pigtails.
What did you find in Omaha?
A pound of butter.
Burl, I hear that historians appreciate your work. They say your searching has produced a splendid collection of contrapuntal gazetteering of our more obscure denizens. What do you say to that?
No kidding.
In fact, they say that your collection is one way of recording America's history.
Well, I'll be doggone. You mean my singing's a sort of a history?
Yep.
Well, now, I'd hate to think that for over 400 years, this country's been that much off key.
Not a bit, Burl. But tell us, what are you going to sing?
First, I'd like to sing a ballad called On Top of Old Smoky, All Covered with Snow. I lost my true lover from a courting too slow. On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a courting too slow. On top of Old Smoky, I went there to weep. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. For a thief, he will rob you and take what you hate. But a false-hearted lover will send you to your grave. She'll hug you and kiss you and tell you more lies than the cross ties on the railroad or the stars in the sky. On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a courting too slow. Now I have another little song here I'd like to sing. It's called The Dummy Line. On the dummy line, rain or shine, I'll pay my fine, rain or shine, from riding, riding, riding on the dummy line. Little boy on the farm, went to milk a cow, didn't mean no harm. Went to milk a cow with a monkey wrench, and the cow kicked the little boy over the fence. On the dummy line, rain or shine, I'll pay my fine, rain or shine, from riding, riding, riding on the dummy line. Little boy, coming home from school, spied a half a dollar at the foot of a mule. Lean right over, just as sly as a mouse. There's a funeral next day at the little boy's house. Dummy line, dummy line, rain or shine, I'll pay my fine, rain or shine, from riding, riding, riding on the dummy line. The next song I'd like to sing for you is called The Blue-Tailed Fly. And it's an old minstrel song, and it is said that it was one of the favorite songs of the great wartime President Abraham Lincoln. Now, it's got a chorus, and if you feel like it, why, join in. When I was young, I used to wait on the boss and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry. And brush away the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom. The pony being rather shy when bitten by a blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One chanced to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. Is there to see? Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of a blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Thank you.
Oh, Ken. Ken Carpenter.
Yes, Ginger.
Mr. Carpenter, how would you like to do me a favor?
Careful now, Ginger. My real name is Bingleberry.
No, I really mean it. You can do me a big favor.
Why, certainly. Anything at all.
Well, one of the letters to command performance is from a sergeant overseas who writes that he's heard a number of Ozzy and Harriet radio programs and they always seem to be staying at home. The sergeant suggests that Ozzy take Harriet out some night to the Palladium or something.
Well, what's the big problem?
Well, someone has to teach Ozzy to dance.
Oh, gee, I'd like to cooperate, but wouldn't Ozzy and I look kind of silly together?
Ken, that's not what I meant, and you know it.
Okay, what's the favor you want me to do for you?
Well, I'd like to leave here for a while, and I wanted you to keep an eye on things.
But, Ginger, after you leave, what's there left for me to keep an eye on? But okay, Ginger, go right ahead.
You see, right now, Harriet is probably trying to get Ozzy to go out dancing, and I'd like to drop in there later to see if I can help him out with a few steps.
Right. Meanwhile, let's drop in at Nelson's home and see how Harriet's making out.
Now, really, Harriet, jitterbugging's swell for youth, but for very youthful youth. Let's just sit around the house, huh?
You promised to take me.
Okay, I'll take you to the Palladium. But do we have to dance?
Well, you can do what you want, but I'm sure I'm not going to sit around all night and wait for Tom Brenneman to come up and give me an orchid. We're going to dance, even if I have to drag you up on the floor.
All right, so I'll dance. But believe me, you won't like it. Watching me jitterbug will be a very unpleasant sight. Sort of like watching your grandmother get drunk.
Well, there are other dances besides jitterbugging, you know.
Oh, Harriet, I never was much of a dancer, and you know it.
Hey, wait a minute. Ozzy, I have a good idea.
I can tell just by the way you say that I'm not going to like it.
Oh, silly. Listen, why don't we practice up some dance steps right here? Come on, it'll be a lot of fun. We can just roll back the rug. Please, honey, we haven't danced in such a long time.
What'll the neighbors say?
About what?
About seeing a man dance with his own wife. Besides, I haven't finished reading the paper yet.
So put down the paper and stop acting like an old fuss budget.
Okay, if you insist. I don't know why I let you talk me into these things. Oh, boy, this chair was so comfortable, too. Let's see now. Gosh, I haven't danced in so long. Hand extended. Foot forward. How's that?
Not bad.
Oh, I never knew I could dance this well.
Are you going to ask me to join you? Do you plan to solo all of you?
I was just warming up. Come on, okay, we'll dance.
Okay, here we go. Ozzy.
Yes, dear?
It's really not necessary to put out your hand for a left turn.
How am I doing, huh?
Not bad.
Like that?
Oh, you're doing beautifully. You always have danced very well. With all those excuses, so I'll flatter you.
I wonder if I could do a couple of those jitterbug steps. With a little practice, I mean.
Well, of course you could. Look, here's one I know you can do. You count 1, 2, 3, 4.
I count 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, and you throw me up in the air. I do a flip. We do a hand-to-hand catch, and then you bounce me off your knee, roll me over 3 times, and swing me over your shoulder. But be careful. I just had my hair done.
Okay, let me see now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go! Oh, ow.
That was nearly perfect, dear. Only one thing. Next time, wait until your left foot is on the floor before you kick the right one in the air.
Oh, fine. Of course, you realize I practically broke my neck.
Well, regardless, you're not getting out of taking me to the Palladium. I better call Gloria and tell her when we're going out this evening. Gloria! Oh, Gloria!
Can you call me, Mrs. Nelson?
And I are going out this evening.
Yeah, tell me, Gloria, do you like to dance?
Well, thanks, but I still got the dinner dishes to do.
No, what I mean is, do you go dancing very often? See, we've been brushing up on our dancing tonight, and we might be seeking a little expert advice.
Oh, Mr. Nelson. I do go to a lot of dances, though. In fact, just last week I went to a wonderful dance. The Orange Growers Festival.
The Orange Growers Festival?
Yes. They held their annual awards, and they paid me a very big honor.
They did?
Yeah, they voted me Miss Smudge Pot of 1946. My boyfriend Elmer took me.
Say, you've been going around with Elmer for a long time now, haven't you?
Well, Harriet, a lot of men believe in long engagements. After all, you know the old saying, women like good wine, improve with age.
Oh, that's what Elmer must have meant last night.
Did he compare you with good wine?
Well, more or less. He told me I had a figure like a bunch of grapes. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, I better go up and start dressing, dear.
Okay. I'll just sit here for a minute and finish reading this article in the paper. You know, dancing probably makes you more graceful and social and charming, but reading the paper keeps you up with world events, improves your mind, sharpens your intelligence.
Well, okay, but let's not be late.
Okay. Let's see now. Where was I? By gosh, it serves Diet Smith right for trusting that woman. Well, let's see what Harry and the Pirates are doing here. I wonder who that could be.
Hello, Ozzy.
Well, Ginger Rogers.
That's right. Here I am. Let's, get started, huh?
Well, I'd
like to get started as quickly as possible. Now, take my hand like this.
Like this?
No, put your other arm around me like this.
Like this?
I suppose you know the first step.
Well, I am a married man.
So bashful, Ozzy. Come up real close to me.
Now look.
Hold me tighter.
Ginger.
Tighter.
Please, you're bending my pipe cleaners. Once I could get some new pipe cleaners,
oh, yes.
I guess. This is Ginger Rogers. Ginger, this is my wife,
Harriet.
How do you do? Don't get upset, dear. I can explain everything.
Ozzy Nelson, get that guilty expression off your face.
Huh?
You look just like you did last week when I caught you down at the showroom feeling the upholstery on the new cars.
Oh, Harriet, didn't you tell Ozzy I was going to come over this evening to help him with his dance?
Well, to tell the truth, Gingy, I was so busy trying to convince him to go to the dance, I guess I forgot.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ozzy wasn't doing badly when we were dancing just a moment ago.
Were we dancing? Yes, dear. I think I've improved, though. Remember that jitterbug step that I had trouble with before?
Yes.
Well, just watch how I do it now. Just watch now. One, two, three, four. Here we go.
Come on, Ginger. Maybe a couple of sailors will cut in on us.
Thank you, Ozzy and Harriet. We'll see you at Arthur Murray's. Ginger, what's our next command?
To present some ever-popular song favorites, which I love as much as you. Think of them. I'm yours. Body and soul.
Well, now, I say, isn't that just a bit forward?
Please. Ginger, watch it. Please.
They also want Out of Nowhere and Coquette.
May I tune the piano now?
Tune the piano?
Whatever's the matter. I shall tune it in a skeleton key.
A skeleton key?
Oh, yes, you see, that fits everything.
Oh, no.
You know, I have a million of similar witticisms.
Use them.
You know, piano really requires exact tuning when I play it. All three sections.
Three sections?
Oh, yes. You see, while my right fingers are playing the black keys, and my left fingers are playing the white keys, my hangnails keep playing the cracks.
Oh. Ginger, shall I eject the better rascal?
Of course not, Ken. This is our friend, the composer of our favorite tune, Johnny Green.
Well, you're Johnny Green.
I'm not Tom Biggleberry.
What was the idea of the English accent?
Well, Ginger, I wasn't feeling so well earlier. I guess my tongue had a coat of tweed.
Ken, Johnny Green and I are old friends. He did the music for my first Paramount picture, you know.
Oh, the picture that made you start a long personal appearance tour?
Mm-hmm. And Johnny accompanied me on the piano.
Ooh, accompanied you on the piano?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Later, however, I started making money. And then I traveled by bus.
I'm saying. Well, Johnson, you've traveled way up into the all-time heights since then. Straight over to yon keyboard, old boy, and let the populace have a glimmering of what music by Green can mean.
Thank you.
fellas, there it is. A half hour of the entertainment you've asked to hear. There'll be more of it next week and the week after that and every week as long as you're over there. That job of yours may seem unimportant to some of you individually, but winning the piece is darned important to us all. Command performance is our way of saying thank you. And while you're representing America's obligations to a world of peace, we here are yours to command for the best in entertainment. This is G.R. Dinter to you. Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.